Let's come back to Isaiah chapter 9. Verse 6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. We studied part of his name, Wonderful Counselor. And the third name of the Son is the Everlasting Father. So Jesus Christ is the Everlasting Father. According to the Ephesians chapter 4, there is only one God, the Father of all. All referring to all the people in the world, regardless you are black, you are white, you are yellow, or what kind of color you are, regardless you are highly educated, you are not educated, we all have a common Father, which is Jesus Christ, and He is God Himself. So when we kneel down and pray, according to the Lord Jesus' instruction, whom do we pray to? Let's turn to Matthew chapter 5, chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6, verse 9. Matthew chapter 6, verse 9. In the manner, in this manner, therefore, pray, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Jesus Christ instructed us how to pray. He said, when we pray, first we have to recognize to whom do we pray. We are not praying to our debtors. We are not praying to our friend. We are not praying to a judge. We are praying to the Father who is in heaven. So the more we understand the love of Jesus Christ, just like the love of your Father, and even more than the love of your Father, the more confidence we have when we kneel down and pray. Do you know if you ask too much from your friend, your friendship will be in jeopardized. How come you ask too much from me? If you ask too much from your siblings, sometimes you will cause a lot of problems. We are only a sibling. But if you ask from your Father, that's different. The Father's love to the children is tremendous. So when we kneel down and pray to God, we have to hold fast on God's promise and based on His love. He has abundant blessing. But how can we share His blessing? All because He loves us. So in the 2 Corinthians, let's turn to the 2 Corinthians chapter 1. Second Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20. Second Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20. For all these promises of God in Him are yes, and in Him, amen, to the glory of God through us. You say, all the promise of God in Him are yes. In Him, Him referring to Jesus, your Father in heaven. So all the promises of God, all because you have a Father, will become yes to you. So when we pray, what do you want to ask from God? Look into the Bible. What does God promise to you? You hold fast God's promise, and you pray to Jesus, your Father in heaven. And everything you ask will be yes. So prayer is not a gamble, 50-50. And there's a possibility you will get it, or maybe you cannot get it. If you pray according to God's will, 100% guaranteed. Everything God's promise is yes. So in your whole life, if you can hold fast one or two sentences of God, one or two promises of God, and then you are going to experience a lot of blessing. So when we kneel down and pray, let us think, right now I'm praying to my Father in heaven. We should have this kind of confidence. Let us refer to another one, talk about the Father. Luke chapter 11. The book of Luke chapter 11. Verse 9. The book of Luke chapter 11, verse 9. Then I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. You see, the promise of Jesus Christ, our Father in heaven, is so definite, is so sure. If you ask, you will be given. If you seek, you will find. If you knock, you will be opened. Definite. How come we are so sure? God definitely will answer your prayer. Then, verse 11, Jesus Christ make a parable. If a son asks for bread from any father among you, will he give him a stone? Of course not. If a son asks for bread, not only give him the bread, you also give him the butter. So when you look into your children, if your children don't like to eat, you start to worry, how come my children don't want to eat? That is the heart of the father. So if the children ask for the bread, the children will be the parents will be happy. So if you ask for Holy Spirit, you ask for anything which can improve your faith, your Father in heaven will be very joyful. My son, you know how to ask this precious thing. I'm very glad. You see, when Solomon asked for wisdom, God was so happy. God was so satisfied. Not only give him wisdom, give him longevity, give him wealth. So God is not afraid of that so many people asking me, or this and ask me, that and ask me, too much responsibility, I'm tired. God will never feel this way. If you don't ask, God feel not very happy. Because he's so much abundance waiting for you, abundant grace waiting for you. So you ask, God will be joyful, according to his will. The next one say, if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent instead of fish? Verse 12. Or if he ask for an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? Of course not. Father loves the children. Whatever can benefit the children, you are going to do your best to fulfill the wish of your children. Now, Jesus Christ like to use this physical father to compare with the heavenly father. Verse 13. If you then been evil, know how to give good gift to your children, how much more will your heavenly father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? The one who loves us the most is our parents. How come the Bible says then, if you then been evil, that is a comparison. The love of the parents compared with the love of Jesus Christ. And the love of parents become nothing. Because the love of Jesus Christ is beyond our comprehension, already extend into the spiritual realm, from now to eternity. So the love of parents become evil, become no good. So you know how much our Heavenly Father loves us. And since your physical love, Father, biological Father, love you so much, waiting to fulfill your wish, how much more your Father in heaven. So Jesus Christ used this example, try to encourage us. Whatever can benefit you according to God's will, you just ask. He is ready and He is waiting to give blessing to you. So when we come to NYTS, we come here, I think everybody, you must have a goal. I know some of you take a vacation from your job, 2 weeks of vacation from your job, but that's not easy. You must have some wish, some goal to pursue. And some of you purposely spend hundreds of dollars, fly so far to here. You must have something to pursue. So anything you want, let us come forward and open our heart and ask our Father in heaven with confidence. Just remember, He loves you more than your father in your home. So He will give you abundantly. He will never fail you. He will never disappoint you if you continue to ask with faith. And here mentioned, He is going to give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him. So anyone in among you, if you still not receive Holy Spirit yet, please pray with faith. The Father in heaven is going to give it to you. If you already have Holy Spirit, let us pray. We can be filled by the Holy Spirit, just like a hymn we just sung in the 408. Invite Jesus into your heart. How can Jesus Christ come into your heart? When He ascended to heaven, He sent down the Holy Spirit. So when you are filled by the Holy Spirit, Jesus already fulfilled in your heart. Jesus already come into your heart. So let us pursue the fullness of Holy Spirit. Just like what has been mentioned in the morning's prayer and also many verses in the Bible, before we turn back to God, we have to look at ourselves, examine ourselves. Every sin we have to repent before God. The thought inside our heart, nobody knows it, but God knows it. In the previous times, what kind of program did you see? In the internet, what kind of site have you visited? When you talk with your friend, what is the content of your conversation? All of this, absolutely, were related to whether you can be filled by the Holy Spirit or not. So let us examine ourselves and turn back to God. Let us confess our sin and ask the Father in heaven to forgive our sin, cleanse our heart, so that we can prepare a pure heart. Our heart can become a dwelling place of our Father who is in heaven, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. So now we are going to pray together.